We had a wonderful meeting with the Belgian ambassador. Just last year, the governor and a contingent of Utah citizens and businesses traveled to Belgium as part of a trade mission. This was a reciprocal visit by the ambassador, speaking with businesses here in the state of Utah that are doing business in Belgium, as well as Belgian businesses that are doing business here in our state.
I can't imagine, terrorism might have come up at all during any of your conversations with him.
Actually, it did come up. That was one of the major things that we talked about. I specifically asked the ambassador about what was happening in his country following the attacks in France and the issues there. He talked about the heightened security, the difficulties that they were having trying to find these terrorist cells, and the cost to the government and the cost to the nation, and that this was something that was of serious concern to them, as they are the host nation for many of the European Union activities and really a central figure in all of Europe.
Did he talk at all about those neighborhoods that have been sort of hotbeds of radicalization?
He did. He just spoke about, again, the difficulties in trying to root out those neighborhoods and the terrorist activities that were happening therein, and just really how difficult it was for the police forces, the military in the country, as well as political leaders to try to get a handle on this and figure out how to solve this problem. And then with the arrest yesterday or the day before, I know they were worried that something like this could happen, and it's tragic that it has.
How important do you think, Lieutenant Governor, is the political process in preventing something like this?
Well, it's definitely a piece of that, and we're going to see, again, some more fallout. It's been a little quiet since the attacks in France, but this was their worst nightmare. And and it's not just a problem for Belgian officials or the European Union. Again, this is a problem for every country. The president mentioned that today, that we all must stand united to stop this and offer them the help any help that they can get. And again, we see those impacts here in the state of Utah with three of our own seriously injured. Just a tragedy.
We know that the airports and some other locations are on heightened alert in New York City. Are you aware of any heightened alert here in the state of Utah?
We're not aware of any heightened alert, but I will tell you that our Commissioner of Safety, Public Safety, has been involved in several conference calls this morning with National Public Safety, with Homeland Security, and we are tied in all of those conversations and doing everything necessary to make sure that the people of Utah are safe.